This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It is spring, the time of year when daffodils and for sale signs typically start popping up in front yards, traditionally anyway. And after a long winter for housing, there have been some signs of a thaw. We learned today from the National Association of Realtors that pending sales of existing homes picked up in February for the third straight month. Those are homes under contract that will show up as official sales in the coming months. And this follows last week's news that sales completed in February rose for the first time in a year. Marketplace's Sabree Benishore has the story.
The housing market has been in the dumps these past 6 months or so. Compared to February a year ago, pending home sales were down 21%. Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust.
We've had much higher interest rates, and because we've had a depletion in some quarters of pandemic-related saving, money for down payments is not as readily available as it once was.
But that said, compared to the month before, pending home sales crept up in February, 0.8%, third positive month in a row. Now, pending home sales are not done deals. They're just pending, meaning the paperwork started, but the actual closing probably won't happen for a month or two. So more housing paperwork in February is actually a sign of something that happened a month or two earlier. Nadia Evangelou is senior economist for the National Association of Realtors.
The main reason for that was because of the lower mortgage rates that we had during December and January.
Mortgage rates actually dipped between January and early February from 6.5% to 6.1%. And that was enough for tens of thousands of home buyers to pounce. The fact that so many home buyers lunged at the opportunity is a sign of how stressed they are, says Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com.
A lot of home shoppers are at the edge of their budget range. And when mortgage rates come down, that creates a little more breathing room.
But of course, mortgage rates didn't stay down. They ticked back up in February and then started to tick back down this month. A bumpy ride for mortgage rates means a bumpy ride for home sales. Igor Popov is chief economist at Apartment List.
If mortgage rates rise from here, then home sales will really continue to be very slow and housing activity will be slow. But if mortgage rates continue to fall, then, you know, we might see that a lot of these potential buyers that have been on the sidelines start to get out there and buy homes.
And what'll happen to mortgage rates has a lot to do with what the Fed does with interest rates, which is a big TBD. Surveys from the New York Fed show Americans expect mortgages to hit about 8% a year from now. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.